DW.
That's the sound of the fluffy little flamingos abandoned by their parents. At the start of the year, thousands of flamingos flew away from Camphor's Dam in the north of South Africa, leaving their eggs behind. Animal rights activists intervened. A local mining company organised rescue planes, and several other organisations offered help. Volunteers stepped in to save the newly hatched chicks. They spoke of a heartbreaking situation.
It was a season drain, so the birds, it's too hard for them to move through water, so they die. And it makes me feel sad.
Sad situation, taking into consideration that thousands of birds are dying currently due to the fact that there's no rain.
In addition, the city had stopped pumping water into the dam because its infrastructure had been damaged. Bird lover Mike Bolhoes couldn't stand to see it. He's one of those who acted straight away.
I immediately intervened and arranged and created a team on that side in Kimberley and here in Pretoria, and about 900 chicks were gathered. They were flown out and we immediately started feeding. If the water leaves and the parents leaves, it's a double blow for them, and then they might die. Then we'll have to move them.
The chicks were flown to different places where flamingos can be fed and looked after. The challenge was the number of birds and how small and fragile they are. Flamingo chicks are only 15 centimetres tall, scarcely bigger than a banknote. Kato Ludinya from the Bird Research Centre in Cape Town describes it like this.
If you pick a little tiny chick out of a dam, you put it in a box, you drive it on a bucky, it has to fly. I think they were probably even driven down to Pretoria, then put on a plane. They obviously come here in very bad condition, so that's the reason why we lost so many in the first few hours.
In the beginning, the birds were too weak to stand on their own feet. They had to be fed every 3 hours, and even that was a struggle.
At the moment, they're getting fed a mixture of eggs, baby formula, prawns and fish, which is actually being prepared here behind me. So it's a lot of work, boiling eggs, peeling eggs, putting everything in a blender, then it gets pulled up in little syringes.
The food is then sprayed directly into their curved little beaks. Almost 2,000 chicks were rescued and taken to Cape Town and Pretoria. They will continue to be fed and cared for before being released back into the wild in the next few months. They may even return to Kimberley, where they hatched, and eventually they will sound like their parents.
DW.